Hello and welcome to Azure Data Science Practice Questions Part 3. In today's episode, we will discuss some questions about data science in Microsoft Azure. Part 3. 101. You need to create a dataset named training_data and load the data from all files into a single data frame. Use dataset.tabular_from_delimited as the data isn't cleansed. 104. You need to configure the search space for the hyperdrive experiment. Which two parameter expressions should you use? A uniform expression for learning_rate. A choice expression for batch_size. 105. You want to use automated machine learning to find the best regression model for predicting the price column. Training_data. The training data to be used within the experiment. It should contain both training features and a label column, optionally a sample weights column. If training_data is specified, then the label_column_name parameter must also be specified. Validation_data. Provide validation data. In this case, you can either start with a single data file and split it into training and validation sets, or you can provide a separate data file for the validation set. Either way, the validation_data parameter in your Automl config object assigns which data to use as your validation set. Label_column_name. 106. What are hyperparameters in Bayesian sampling? Hyperparameters are adjustable parameters you choose to train a model that governs the training process itself. Azure Machine Learning allows you to automate hyperparameter exploration in an efficient manner, saving you significant time and resources. You specify the range of hyperparameter values and the maximum number of training runs. Uniform low, high. Bayesian sampling does not currently support any early termination policy. 107. What is the last invocation of the Automl_classifier returns the best run? Best_run, fitted_model equals local_run.get_output. 108. You need to ensure that the automated machine learning process evaluates only linear models. Clear the option to perform automatic featurization. Automatic featurization can fit nonlinear models. 109. You must add code to the script to record the unique label values as run metrics at the point indicated by the comment. Label_vals has the unique labels, from the statement label_vals equals data label. Unique, and it has to be logged. 110. Which values should you use in the REST request and expect in the response? 1. JSON containing an OAuth bearer token specify your authentication header in the request. To run the pipeline from the REST endpoint, you need an OAuth 2 bearer type authentication header. 2. JSON containing the experiment name. Add a JSON payload object that has the experiment name. 111. You start by configuring a k parameter as the number of splits. Setting k equals n, the number of observations, yields n fold and is called leave one out cross validation, LOO. This is why the usual choice is k equals 5 or 10. 112. The model must be optimized for area under the received operating characteristic curve performance metric, averaged for each class. Step 1: create and select a new dataset by uploading the command delimited file of Penguin data. Step 2: select the classification task type. Step 3: set the primary metric configuration setting to accuracy. 113. Choose the one which has lower training and validation error and also the closest match. Minimize variance, difference between validation error and train error. 114. The training dataset that you are using is highly unbalanced. You need to evaluate the classification model. Which primary metric should you use? AUC_weighted is a classification metric. Note, AUC is the area under the receiver operating characteristic curve. Weighted is the arithmetic mean of the score for each class, weighted by the number of true instances in each class. Normalized_mean_absolute_error is a regression metric, not a classification metric. Normalized_root_mean_squared_error is a regression metric, not a classification metric. 115. You publish the model as a real-time service on an Azure Kubernetes service, AKS, inference compute cluster. The URL of the endpoint. The key for the endpoint. Middle. 116. You plan to use automated machine learning to create a time series model that predicts temperature over the next 7 days. 1. Forecasting. Task, the type of task to run. Values can be classification, regression, or forecasting depending on the type of automated ML problem to solve. 2. Temperature. The training data to be used within the experiment. It should contain both training features and a label column, optionally a sample weights column. 3. Observation underscore time. Time underscore column underscore name, the name of the time column. This parameter is required when forecasting to specify the date time column in the input data used for building the time series and inferring its frequency. This setting is being deprecated. Please use forecasting underscore parameters instead. 4. 7. Predicts temperature over the next 7 days. Max underscore horizon, the desired maximum forecast horizon in units of time series frequency. The default value is 1. Units are based on the time interval of your training data, for example, monthly, weekly that the forecaster should predict out. When task type is forecasting, this parameter is required. 5. 50. For the initial round of training, you want to train a maximum of 50 different models. 118. The task will attempt to find the best performing model based on a metric named accuracy. Best underscore model equals autumnl underscore run dot get underscore output. 119. You need to configure the sampling method for the hyperdrive experiment. Bayesian sampling is based on the Bayesian optimization algorithm and makes intelligent choices on the hyperparameter values to sample next. It picks the sample based on how the previous samples performed, such that the new sample improves the reported primary metric. Bayesian sampling does not support any early termination policy. Random sampling. 120. Which two early termination policies should you use? The median stopping policy computes running averages across all runs and cancels runs whose best performance is worse than the median of the running averages. If no policy is specified, the hyperparameter tuning service will let all training runs execute to completion. 121. You need to troubleshoot the failed experiment. What are two possible ways to achieve this goal? Use the get underscore details underscore with underscore logs method of the run object to display the middle dot. Experiment run logs. View the logs for the experiment run in Azure Machine Learning Studio. 122. You create a tabular dataset containing data that you plan to use to create a classification model. Step 1. Create and start a compute instance. To train and deploy models using Azure Machine Learning Designer, you need compute on which to run the training process, test the model, and host the model in a deployed service. There are 4 kinds of compute resource you can create. Compute instances, development workstations that data scientists can use to work with data and models. Compute clusters, scalable clusters of virtual machines for on-demand processing of experiment code. Inference clusters, deployment targets for predictive services that use your trained models. Attached compute, links to existing Azure compute resources, such as virtual machines or Azure Databricks clusters. Step 2, create and run a training pipeline. After you've used data transformations to prepare the data, you can use it to train a machine learning model. Create and run a training pipeline. Step 3, create and run a real-time inference pipeline. After creating and running a pipeline to train the model, you need a second pipeline that performs the same data transformations for new data, and then uses the trained model to inference, in other words, predict, label values based on its features. This pipeline will form the basis for a predictive service that you can publish for. 123. You need to configure the tune model hyperparameters module. Which two values should you use? Number of learning iterations. Hidden layer specification. 124. You must use MLflow as the logging package for tracking metrics generated in the experiment. 1. Import MLflow. Import the MLflow and workspace classes to access MLflow's tracking URI and configure your workspace. 2. MLflow.start underscore run. Set the MLflow experiment name with set underscore experiment and start your training run with start underscore run. 3. MLflow.log underscore metric comma use log underscore metric to activate the MLflow logging API and begin logging your training run metrics. 4. MLflow.end underscore run. 139. Which parameter sweep mode should you use? Maximum number of runs on random grid. This option also controls the number of iterations over a random sampling of parameter values, but the values are not generated randomly from the specified range. Instead, a matrix is created of all possible combinations of parameter values and a random sampling is taken over the matrix. This method is more efficient and less prone to regional oversampling or undersampling. 140. You need to identify whether the classification model is overfitted. The training loss decreases while the validation loss increases when training the middle dot. Model. 141. You need to configure the run to ensure that the environment includes the required packages for model training. You have instantiated a variable named AlmaCompute that references the target compute cluster. SK underscore est equals estimator source underscore directory equals dot slash mysclearn project, script underscore params equals script underscore params. Compute underscore target equals compute underscore target. Entry underscore script equals train dot py. Conda underscore packages equals scikit-learn. 142. You are performing clustering by using the k-means algorithm. You need to define the possible termination conditions. Centroids do not change between iterations. The residual sum of squares, RSS, falls below a threshold. A fixed number of iterations is executed. 143. You need to evaluate the C support vector classification code. Which evaluation statement should you use? 1. Automatically adjust weights inversely proportional to class frequencies in the input data. The balanced mode uses the values of y to automatically adjust weights inversely proportional to class frequencies in the input data as n underscore samples, n underscore classes np.bincount y. 2. Penalty parameter. 144. You need to build and train the machine learning model to learn the sequence of the textual content. Which type of neural network should you use? To translate a corpus of English text to French, we need to build a recurrent neural network, RNN. Note, RNNs are designed to take sequences of text as inputs or return sequences of text as outputs, or both. They're called recurrent because the network's hidden layers have a loop in which the output and cell state from each time step become inputs at the next time step. This recurrence serves as a form of memory. 145. You create a binary classification model. You need to evaluate the model performance. Which two metrics can you use? Precision. Accuracy. The evaluation metrics available for binary classification models are accuracy, precision, recall, F1 score, and AUC. 146. You need to use Azure Machine Learning to find the combination of batch size and learning rate that results in the model with the lowest validation loss. What should you do? Run the script in an experiment based on a hyperdrive config object. 147. You need to ensure the pipeline runs automatically whenever the data in the folder changes. What should you do? Create a schedule for the pipeline. Specify the data store in the data store property, and the folder containing the training data in the path underscore on underscore data store property. This episode of Data Science was brought to you by our sponsor. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, next part, we'll continue with more questions and answers. You've reached the end of another episode of Data Science.